Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
If there's one LA food cliche that rises above the rest, it's that this is a town of people who juice.
You juice?
I like juice, yeah, of course. I like to drink juice, yeah.
I'm sure you've seen there's an election coming.
Are you running? Or are you still running from your destiny?
Yo, if I became a politician now, my mouth would definitely get the best of me.
Yeah.
Where when there's a full moon, a group of cyclists get on the Ohio to Erie Trail, parked down near Cincinnati, and we ride for about 22 miles, start at 8 o'clock at night, and we ride back usually about 3 in the morning, and it's phenomenal.
On the episode today, check out samples from Welcome to LA, Have You Heard George's Podcast, and the Jerry Springer Podcast. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us in Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Los Angeles is a city carved out of the desert. It's a mirage brought to life by the collective effort of its diverse and plentiful population. A place like that is bound to have its fair share of stories, especially when people get paid to make them. Well, you can discover the stories of people who make the City of Angels what it is on Welcome to LA, a love letter to the city of Los Angeles from LA resident and award-winning journalist David Weinberg. In the most recent second season of the show, you'll hear from a tour guide building a meaningful life out of chaos, activists planning their revolution, and a group of stuntmen that helped to diversify Hollywood, and a man who learns to play the drums hours before he's set to perform for the first time in front of hundreds of thousands, and much more. Plus, unforgettable celebrity moments like a ride-along gastro tour of the city with one of the world's most legendary chefs, or starring in a motion picture alongside Hollywood veteran Ethan Hawke. Discover the magic behind the cultural epicenter of the country with the help of David Weinberg and the people of Los Angeles on Welcome to LA. Here's a sample for you from the episode titled Welcome to Richard's Famous LA Food Podcast. In a little podcast crossover special episode, David is joined by esteemed food critic and writers Richard Park III, host of Richard's Famous Food Podcast, as they take a tour of the city. They explore the rich history of foods, culture in the city with LA food trucks, juice bars, and the city's most notorious food spots.
Did you hear that, David? David?
Huh? What? Sorry. I dozed off.
That's okay. You should be well rested. We have a big day ahead. Here, get in the car.
Living in Los Angeles is a chef's dream. You get the best ingredients. On top of it, you have a lot of interesting customers.
Is that Wolfgang Puck back there in the backseat of the car?
I invited him along for the ride. He's got a few stories. Plus, with three people, we can take old Bertha here into the carpool lane.
So old and rickety.
It's a Model P for, you know, podcast.
Rolling in my pool, cats. RFF.
Now check this out. How about some breakfast? You feeling hungry? You like breakfast? Everybody likes breakfast. Let's eat breakfast.
Wait.
First stop, juice.
If there's one LA food cliche that rises above the rest, it's that this is a town of people who juice.
You juice?
I like juice, yeah, of course. I like to drink juice, yeah.
What'd you get?
I got beets. It's healthy for the heart. You need 12 kale, romaine, celery, cucumber, apple, lemon, carrot, beet, cayenne, ginger, parsley, and spinach.
What does that do for you?
It gives me, it takes off my bloating. It's anti-bloating because I always feel like farting. And it's healthy for the heart. So this is my favorite.
Do you do any other health lifestyle stuff?
Yeah, I work out on the weekends usually. in Malibu, and I swim, and I do a lot of hiking. Yeah, and I write poems. Yeah, I want to become a poet. Yeah.
Do you have any juice-related poems?
Juice-related poems? No, but I could try to, like, make one as soon as I get back.
Whose juice this is, I think I know. Their health depends on vibe and flow. They will not see me stopping here to watch a lifestyle food trend grow. My little yoga mat must think it queer to stop without a studio near. Between Beverly Hills and the Valley, whatever, it's always sunny here. This juice is lovely, dark, and deep, but I have coffee dates to keep and miles to go before I sleep. And miles to go before I sleep, my child.
Nice to meet you.
What's your name?
My name is Richard.
My name is Richard too.
Cool, that's a good name. What's your name? David. David and Richard, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
Have
you.
A good day.
Nice
Bye.
You juice?
Sometimes.
Why? Why?
I feel better in the morning when you juice. It's much better. We got Hill Vegan, we got Serenity Cold Press Juice. We got tomato basil soup.
Is this like a caviar order or something?
This is a Postmate order.
You ever deliver to any celebrities?
Not yet.
I heard they like juice.
Yeah.
On the podcast, Welcome to LA from KCRW. Get a look inside one of the most enigmatic cities in the world with Welcome to LA. Available now on WVXU.org at the podcast collection page for Start Here. If you're looking for a podcast unlike any of you've heard before, you'll want to check out our next featured show. London-based spoken word performer George the Poet serves up music, commentary, poetry, and more in a podcast experience that feels more like watching a theater production. On his podcast, Have You Heard of George's Podcast? George explores political and social issues, identity, and his own personal struggles with expertly woven segments of performance, candid conversations, and more as he turns the medium of podcasting into a canvas of sounds and sentences. After each episode, you'll be sure to come away with having learned something, and you'll be asking your friends, hey, have you heard of George's Podcast? Check out this sample from the episode of Have You Heard of George's Podcast titled Concurrent Affairs. Posed as a conversation between George and the countries of Uganda and Great Britain, the episode explores ongoing political tensions in both the countries that George considers home.
I want to be honest with you, and I don't want that to be an issue. It's been 20 years since we met. Where's all the time gone?
Can you imagine?
I thought you were the most gorgeous thing I'd ever laid eyes on. I was young, but I knew this obsession would be lifelong.
You are so young, Bambi. How's Britain?
She's alright. Getting cold. I'm sure you've seen there's an election coming.
Are you running? Oh, you're still running from your destiny.
Yo, if I became a politician now, my mouth would definitely get the best of me.
Yeah. Politics is a touchy subject.
If I ask about your politics, are you going to get upset?
You can ask.
How you feeling?
I feel strange. I want peace, but I need real change.
You don't think you can have both?
I judge. This is Africa. We'll always end up back here. In April, they removed Bashir. Opposition is boycotting local elections in Tanzania. The ruling party is plotting against their president in Zambia. This is our Africa.
What's up with you in Rwanda?
My sister. Now that one is a long story.
I saw they killed 2 Ugandans the other day. I'm sorry.
They've even arrested 2 more since.
Don't you think Sevo should explain the situation? If Ugandans are dying. So far, I can't find much information other than him saying the Rwandans are spying.
Like I said, George, long story. At least starting from the troubles back in 94. Good thing now no one has appetite for war.
Well, let's hope it doesn't conveniently escalate in time for the next election date.
Election time is reflection time.
More like protection time.
How is Brexit going?
Drop the first word out of that question and you have your answer.
Is Brexit going?
Uganda, who knows? Who knows?
A snippet from Have You Heard George's podcast from the BBC. Experience a podcast unlike any other right now on Have You Heard George's podcast. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. For a lifelong show business guy like Jerry Springer, podcasting seems like a logical next step in the story of the former Cincinnati mayor turned TV star. Jerry's known for his straight shooting, no holds barred style, and his podcast, appropriately titled The Jerry Springer Podcast, is no different. With a healthy mix of Cincinnati, Hollywood, and Capitol Hill, Jerry is bringing all his knowledge of show business, politics, and life to the table for a show full of tales, tunes, and tomfoolery. With a panel of co-hosts, producers, and a guest musician or two, the Jerry Springer Podcast is a perfectly entertaining way to spend a commute. If you still do. Try the Jerry Springer Podcast on for size with this sample from a recent episode titled What's at Stake in 2020? Jerry dissects the 2020 election, laying out his thoughts on all the contentious issues that are shaping the discussion leading up to November. And in this clip, Jerry takes a break from his political rants to hear from producer Gene, who received an excellent compliment about one of his greatest skills.
I hardly ever talk about myself on this podcast, and I think it's one of my strengths.
Okay, well, moving on. Let's keep that tradition going.
As the executive producer, I'm just sort of, I like it about me that I just don't come in here and start yapping about my own damn self.
Well, you got a very good, big compliment over the weekend.
Thank you for the setup. Thank you for the setup.
And I know that because it says here,
on
Gene
rundown.
Tells how he got a supreme compliment over the weekend.
Oh, the what? Wizard. They're pulling back the curtain and showing the wizard. Yeah, no, I did. And
yeah, what happened? Tell me.
Well, I do this thing typically once a month. We hit just about all of them, where when there's a full moon, a group of cyclists, and there's a group of us, we've been doing it actually for years now, and we get on the Ohio to Erie Trail, parked down near Cincinnati, and we ride for about 22 miles, start at 8 o'clock at night. So now that it's fall, it's dark when we start. And we ride back usually about 3 in the morning. And it's phenomenal because a bike trail, these are rails to trails, converted railroad tracks, pristine and beautiful and pastoral. And the ride back is it's just riders and, to be honest, animals. You got to kind of pay attention because deers can cross because they're out at that time of the night. It's fantastic. And we go out to a spot. We go to the same spot. It's on the riverbank. We build a fire. We're no trace left behind people. So when we leave, you don't even know we had a fire. We take out any garbage we may have brought in. We take food and drink. We lay out a big spread on a fallen sycamore tree. And that's like a table. And it's great. The food is great, and it's just a group of men and women standing around, all cyclists, just talking about stuff. It's like an outdoor cocktail party.
Yeah.
While there and around a fire, some people who are part of this listen to our podcast regularly. Mm. And somebody, and then it got contagious, started to compliment me. And I was appreciative because talk time here.
These are not people that actually listen to the podcast.
No, they are. They are listeners.
They listened and they complimented you?
They did. And they complimented me for my skill in lying. That was the compliment. They gushed on and on. Man,
you are
the best damn liar I've ever heard tell a lie.
Yeah, well, you are, and you're this close to being president.
Yeah, that's right. I have the skills, you're saying, to go into politics.
Slam dunk. But no, you are a fantastic. And I am. You tell stories and you just rope me in.
Let's be honest here.
So
in fact.
It's a skill.
Yeah. And real fast, somebody's listening and they haven't listened to all the episodes because they're all archived, jerryspringer.com. And we did a show where I came in and they were asking me around the fire, well, Jerry Springer was part of this, wasn't he? And I said, well, what do you mean by that? And they said, well, he was being a straight man. He knew that this was all BS, et cetera. I said, no, that's part of how you do it.
Yeah.
So that his honest emotions were kind of drawn in.
I was totally drawn in.
And then outraged when I said, this has all been a lie.
45 years you've been my best friend, and I still can't tell. Well, now I know when you're lying. It's when your lips are moving.
Yeah.
From our local creator, Jerry Springer. That was the Jerry Springer Podcast with legendary Cincinnati Mayor Jerry Springer. Check out his podcast now on WVXU's Start Here collection page at WVXU.org or download the WVXU app. Each week, we take a look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what podcasts are new or up and coming around the nation via iTunescharts.net. Topping the charts this week is a brand new podcast from iHeartRadio, debuted just a couple of weeks ago. It's called Paper Ghosts, and it's about four separate cases and four young girls, all of whom go missing in the early to mid-70s, but all within miles from one another in neighboring New England towns. And not one arrest has been made in over 50 years. Investigative journalist and true crime author M. William Phelps undertakes a decades-long search for answers, uncovering the never-made-public documents and bringing forth new witnesses and suspects. That's Paper Ghosts, number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about Paper Ghosts and the other podcasts we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at WVXU.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.